Right, phone off, mirror check. Get out there and glow. With Twinings new Glow Super Blend, feel great from the inside out. A tasty strawberry and cucumber flavoured green tea with aloe vera and added biotin. The Twinings Master Blenders have carefully crafted the Super Blends range of green teas and infusions with you in mind. There's over 10 different blends to help keep you feeling great from morning till night. Twinings Super Blends, available at all major supermarkets and at twinings.co.uk. Glow has added biotin, which contributes to the maintenance of normal skin and hair.
Well, my original passion in life was actually sport. Cricket, rugby, football.
First of all, it's getting the calories right. In a big enough deficit that you're going to see results.
Hi, I'm Chloe Madeley, author of The 4-Week Body Blitz and now The Fat Loss Blitz, and welcome to my podcast. Over the next few episodes, I'm going to be talking to some of my favourite people in the world of health and fitness, so make sure you tune in to hear some great questions and some equally great answers.
We say, oh, Chloe Madeley and James Haskell off to the gym, but it's not. It's James Haskell and Chloe Madeley off to eat an absolute massive breakfast.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Valentine's.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
Susie going toe-to-toe bin.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can see on YouTube. And joining me today on this lovely, lovely day, or evening, depends on what time you're listening, is Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Bean.
How's it going?
Oh, just great. It's one of my favorite days of the week, Below Deck Week.
Oh, I cannot agree more. I am so excited, especially this episode. Oh my God, I was cracking up. There's so much I want to say and make fun of, and just like, I just want to really be present right now. But before we do that, as usual, we'll do a quick shill today. A really quick shill. Just come to our shows, guys. WatchOurCrappens.com. We have shows in Dallas. We have shows in Vancouver, Cincinnati, Portland, Phoenix, Boston, and Irvine. Those still have tickets available. Actually, Cincinnati may be sold out. I don't remember. The number is so low that if it hasn't sold out, it will probably be sold out by the end of the sentence. So watchacrappens.com. Just go. Have a great time.
Do it. We got our show in Dallas, February 8th. There's still tickets for it, so go get those. Then we're going to be in Vancouver for the Just for Last Festival at the end of February. And we're going to be in Phoenix, Irvine, and Portland as well. So get your ticket. Also get your Ben of the Streets, Ronnie the Sheets t-shirts over at crappensmerch.com or watchatcrappens.com. And if you want to see us on video instead of just listening to this, sometimes you can now. Hmm. Over on Patreon, we are doing video episodes of these. We did Pump Rules yesterday, and tomorrow we're going to do Real Housewives of New Jersey. So follow us on Instagram or Twitter or obviously Patreon, because that's where you're going to get them all. It's kind of like a video on demand thing we're going to do once a month.
Yeah.
And we're also live streaming for TV Party. We will be live streaming our Jersey recap tomorrow. So yeah, that'll be at noon, about 12:15 Pacific time. So a lot going on in the universe.
Yeah, just pay attention to our social media, because we're really good about telling you to be there at 12:15. And then we're not really ready till like 12:20. So just like things happen. And so just keep yourself informed.
Yes. Or as Laura would say, Check yourself.
You gotta check yourself. Sorry. I'm sorry we're late for a broadcast. Sorry.
Oh, Below Deck. Dun 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 dun. God damn it!
And that was performed by the Captain Lee Singers of Glendale, California.
All wearing thongs that we were forced into by a group of gays.
So this is a very special Below Deck episode because it's sort of like our annual tradition of terrible gays arriving on the boat. And, you know, sometimes when we make fun of gays on Bravo, sometimes in the back of my head, I think, am I just being self-loathing right now? Is this, like, is my anger towards the people I'm seeing on screen based on, like, years of being in the closet and feeling shame about myself as a gay man and then projecting that on other gay men? And a certain, like, layers of jealousy and envy, and really is when I make fun of them, is it really steeped in me making fun of myself? Am I really projecting my issues on them? And then I watch this and I think, no, it's them. It's them.
Well, we have Josiah this year to speak for all of us. Seriously. Every gay man who hasn't fit into a perfect little gay body.
I know.
Or it is a pretty widespread thing because I've felt that way for sure, especially when I first came out of the closet.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is as bad as being bullied in high school.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? And actually, it's worse because gay people have more of a way with words. No offense, straight bullies. Yeah.
Although I will say this, like, the majority of gay people I've met have not been like the guys who are on this boat. Like, most gay men I've met are not the type to say, you look fat. Like, there are definitely people like that, just as how there's, like, straight men women who do that,
yeah,
too. I do think a lot of times insecurities I feel around really pretty gays is usually... it's usually not because of them. It's because of how I'm feeling, and I project stuff onto them. But, like, then there really are just, like, terrible gay people. Like, they're just terrible. You know what? Why even attach labels? Terrible people. No,
there are terrible people. That's the thing. And there is one positive thing about, you know, swimming up Old Man River, as I am. And it's that I remember these feelings, but I don't feel them anymore. And I'm glad not to, because it was rough. But I do get that, you know. And when I was younger, I definitely did feel it. But one of the best things about this episode was that we were kind of expecting him to be right? I mean, I was expecting, because Josiah's terrified when he sees these. As you know what? We'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a terrible gay opening. Now on with this show.
So the episode opens. It's morning on the yacht. And everyone is lying in bed. And Riley and Tyler are lying there. And I don't know if you noticed it. He was just, like, flat out naked. Like, his crotch was blurred out. He's just like, dude, I don't care. I'm just going to be, like, naked in front of the cameras, lying on my back, farting into the sheets, and getting some stories to tell my kids when I'm 75 years old. Hashtag throttle.
Just boned a chick. Just throttled a chick with my dick 5 times, so I guess I can show my dick. And the episode starts with Laura, because everyone's hungover from the night before, and Laura's like, I need water in my life. And I was like, thirsty! And I was like, oh my god, I'm already in the terrible gay moment. Like, I am a terrible gay.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like, don't throw stones when you live in a terrible gay house.
It's true. I mean, we are gay, and we make fun of people professionally, so we are terrible gays, actually.
Yes.
We hate ourselves!
Oh no! Look, I always say, if you don't hate yourself, you're a narcissist. At least a little bit. If you don't hate yourself just a little bit, you're not paying attention, okay?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I stand by that.
So, yeah, Tyler's, like, lying there with Riley. And, like, he basically doesn't remember the fact that he made out with a chick last night at the club. And he's like, yeah, but I came back to you, though, right? I'm sorry. Throttle! Adrenaline rush of apologizing half-heartedly.
So then Ashton is getting ready, and he's like, it's never easy picking up the pieces of the night before. You're never sure what was done or what was said. I have a bit of investigating to do.
It's like the worst Law & Order spinoff of all time. What Law & Order, what Ashton did last night.
Yeah, dun, who dun. Did I stick my penis in? It's like Dick Mento.
Dick
like
Mento.
Going backwards.
Yeah, I've also noticed that he has like this like really like Krusty the Clown sort of laugh, like you know.
I'm kind of sick of dudes pretending they don't remember anything the next day. Like, come on.
Yeah, there's a lot of
get out of here. You just got blackout.
Yeah, there's too much amnesia on this boat. Like, I actually feel like that's not a good quality from a crew that's supposed to keep you alive on the high seas.
If I don't remember, it didn't happen. Eh? Yeah.
So Ashton sees Laura and he's like, "See, are you still mad at me?" And she's like, "No, not at all. Sorry, I'm not mad at all. You need to check your read on my emotions because I'm not mad at you at all."
Yeah, after walking around refusing to speak to him.
Yeah.
Mm. Not at all, at all. I don't know how drunk you were, but I wasn't mad at all.
And he's like, "Well, that's weird."
The only reason why I was being so quiet was because I was having a moment of silence for John Candy. I wasn't mad at all.
I mean, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, where's the yacht, am I right? But I'm not mad at all, John Candy, at all.
So, by the way, you have a right to be mad, okay? And yeah, you should be mad.
Yeah, we encourage it.
Yeah, I'm mad, and I just started to like you, and I'm mad for you, so there.
Yeah, so Kate, meanwhile, is sitting by, she's like standing over an ironing board, and she's like, "Keep ironing, because this is my life, my sad, pathetic life." And then the ironing board just like collapses under her hands. Oh, it looks like Caroline's back.
Uh-oh, Caroline fell. Call the guard, call the National Guard.
I wonder if this ironing board is going to go lock itself into a bedroom.
Could somebody get me a tiny Bluetooth speaker to play at this ironing board? Thanks. So Laura takes out the trash, and I just feel like the editors have way too much fun showing Laura take out the trash.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It was like a featured scene. She's like, "Ew! Check yourself, trash!"
I'm telling you, I had an honest feeling watching this episode. I'm like, the post-production department on this show deserves an Emmy. And I'm not even saying that as like a funny, like, they deserve an Emmy. Like, I sincerely believe they deserve an Emmy because, you know, they have a ton of footage. And they find all these tiny little idiosyncratic moments that perfectly match what's going on. And there's like so much editing going on in like every single episode. And the fact that they have to sort through all this stuff that... and they find these perfect moments and they include them in there. I'm sorry. It's perfect. Give them an Emmy. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's like they put them all in a little grab bag of like hilarious shit that lasts 2 seconds. Yeah. They're like, "Okay, we need a 2 second. How about Laura taking out the trash? Do we not have one of Tyler's dick? Let's use them both. Good meeting."
Do we have any of Tyler getting excited about opening up a fresh jar of peanut butter? Great. Let's put that in right there.
Oh my God. I mean, that is jumping classic down. Below deck.
Yeah.
So Riley and Ross are talking, and and he's like, "Hey, how was your night last night?" And she's like, "Great, I went to bed like you guys, just totally normal, just went to bed, you know, went to bed alone, totally went to bed, saw my bank alone." And Tyler comes in, and he's like, "You want to do the cleaning? Why don't you do some cleaning, Tyler?" And Riley's like, "Yeah, the mitt's right here in my bucket." Yeah, she puts his head in her crotch.
She full on sexually harasses him. But they're, like, both enjoying it quite a bit. She's like, "Got it. Got it. Got it."
And Ross is like, Riley's been totally manageable since Tyler's joined the team. Her mood has gone from here to here. What a great addition to the team.
Do you know, they keep on readjusting this, like, Riley mood scale every single week because it's like, did he forget about that giant fight they had last week where he was like, "Raleigh has gone from here to here, but now she's back down to here." I'm like, you guys forget. She's going to explode tomorrow.
Like, yeah, the yo-yo Riley scale.
Yeah. So now Kate is like all chummy with Laura. She just like goes up to Laura and just like wanting to gab with her. And basically she basically says that since like Captain Lee had a talking to with Laura, that Laura has fallen into line. And she's like, "Well, so as long as there's not a lot of drama, let's girl talk."
It's like, "So what happened to you, Nashon, on the dock? You were giving him a piece of your mind." And Laura's like, "Yeah, because on the way to the club, he's holding your hand and saying he likes me. And then 4 shots later, I mean, that's cool. But like, I'm not mad at all, at all." It's like, "Yeah, like, you're not his backup, bitch."
Yeah. Like a famous Canadian once saying, "Ashton, I want you to know that I'm happy right now, and I wish nothing but the best for you and Ross both.
Yeah, because my love will go on, you know? She's like,
cut it out. Cut it out.
It's like, one thing I'm really sad about, and I'm going to say this before we get to work, and I don't want to speak about it anymore.
R.I.P. Renee. R.I.P. Renee.
Oh, Renee. Okay, so Ashton is, Ashton's like, I can't remember a thing that happened last night. Ross, did I hook up? And Ross is like, you were a slut last night. He's like, who's top, who's bottom? Tell me now.
That was a weird version of his laugh. So then Kate is still talking with Laura, and she's like, well, I have a feeling he's gonna come to you very soon. In your mouth.
Yeah. Huh. She's like, ha, that was not offensive at all. So Ross called his son today, Ashton, like, here's a trophy.
Yeah, Ross is like, hey. So I called my son today. Yeah, bro. Called him up. I'm like, wow, congratulations. You figured out telecommunications.
Yes, gold star paying attention to your child. So he tells him, I was too immature when I had him. Just partying. Just trying to look cool. I'm embarrassed now. But, you know, Allison's my best friend. Maybe one day we'll work it out. And I was like, is it? Am I the only person who, like, literally doesn't care?
No, yeah. It's like this, can't care. It's like a low simmering, like, F story that, like, is just, they just sort of, they resurrect it, like, once every five episodes for, like, half a scene and then just move on. Like, I actually care more about Tyler and his peanut butter tracks than I do about Ross and his kid.
I mean, that's something that'll go somewhere, you know? And we can all understand the joy in that.
Yeah, we sure can. We sure can.
So now, it's crew meeting. Surprise, the guest is, oh, wait. Did I skip something?
No, I just thought it was really funny that, like, when Captain Lee paged everyone for the preference meeting, like, there was, like, bongo drums playing, like, like, they were about to, like, arrive at the preference meeting and then, like, each be given a knife and, like, fight to the death before they got their orders from Captain Lee.
All right, Kate, you've disemboweled Ross and cut off the nuts of Adrian, here's the news. It's Charlie. All right.
We've outrun the natives, guys. You have a drink of water, back to business.
So, yeah, so Charlie. You were saying.
Charlie.
With a Y, E-Y, I'd like to add.
Charlie. Yeah. Charlie Walters. And he's like, yeah, well, he wasn't the primary last time, but he sure as shit complained like one.
Yeah. He has a primary personality, unlike Caroline. It's more like a, what's the word for not secondary or tertiary? What's like 25th-ary? Yeah, that's Caroline.
So he's like, well, as this preference sheet reminds us, the previous charter was in the Caribbean, where his boat was stuck because of weather. And guess who got blamed for that? His name rhymes with Fappin' Fee. Right?
So basically, Charlie wants, he wants a gold party, he wants a wig party, he wants no sugar in any of the food, he wants no meat on the bone, all healthy food, because the guests are apparently training for fitness events. Their own different fitness events. So already I
best
hate them.
Hollywood kickball. Okay. That's what yeah, they're training.
Exactly. That's
like,
what that
who
means.
Are we kidding here?
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to get from the Abbey to Mickey's in record time.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
They're trying to outrun the West Hollywood trolley. Okay. That's the fitness competition here.
I actually would not be mad at that. So, yeah, so they're just, like, already so many demands. Like, the no sugar, no meat on the bone thing. We all healthy food. This is going to be a disaster. And what Adrian doesn't realize, anyone who lives in West Hollywood or has been around West Hollywood gays, is that they all want to eat healthy. And they do eat healthy. But the moment they get, like, half a shot of alcohol in them, they are rushing towards the pizza and burgers and fries and tacos. You just look at the restaurants in West Hollywood that survive year after year. Pizza, burgers, tacos.
Yeah, and you wanna know the real people who pretend they have blackouts the next day after drinking? The gays. We're like, what? Well, I didn't eat anything last night. It's like, it's all excused for some drunkenness.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Fresh Corn Grill on Thursday and like Five Guys on Friday.
Millions of milkshakes on Friday.
Millions of milkshakes, yes, exactly.
So Laura and Riley are talking outside looking at the sunset, and Laura's like, oh God, how pretty is this sunset, gotta see. And Riley's like, I have something to tell you. My vagina hurts because I fucked Tyler five times. Do you hear me? Five times!
He stays hard. Laura's like, gee, wow, this is a lot. You need to check yourself right now with all this TMI.
Yeah, Riley's that friend who tells you about her sex life, and it really is just way too much. Because she's like, well, you guys seem to fit together nicely, which means two stupid people found each other. You know, like, let's face it. Yeah. That's what she's saying. There's and Riley's girl, like, there, yeah, we did fit together nicely. Hey, yeah, five times.
Okay. There was a girl on my floor named Pam in college, and like the first time I met her, she's like, oh hi, how's it going? Oh my god, I'm so tired. I had so much sex last night. His name is Milo. He's like from a different college, and he like came. He's so good. Oh my god. I'm like, I literally just met you right now.
Yeah, it's like good for you for having sex. I don't need to know about it, you know? It's gross. And especially when you know them and you're friends with them. Like, I don't want to picture that. I used to have a roommate whose name shall go unnamed right now, but she would bone all the time, and she was one of those who's like, I'm fucking, like, everyone in the neighborhood had to know. She would scream at the top of her lungs, ah! Like, the first time I heard it, I was walking Xena, my dog at that time, and I ran down the street thinking she was in trouble because I just heard screaming, and like, and it was just her boning the bus boy from the coffee shop next door. It's like, come on, okay, we get it, congratulations.
Yeah, let's face it, it's time for a commercial break. I'm sorry, but if we don't take one, it's going to be very day class set, okay? So now it's the next morning, and everyone's getting ready for the guests, and Laura and Josiah are making a bed together, and they're like putting on a king sheet, and Laura's like, they're joking, especially because the gays are coming, and Laura's like, they're both going like, yes, king, because it's a king sheet, and then Josiah's like, I hope the guests aren't like that. I'm like, sorry, it's Bravo. This is, they're going to be like that.
Yeah. And he's like, in high school, I was bullied for being gay. And then I went to the gay world and they bullied me too. And now there are 8 gay guys coming onto the boat who look like the ones who bullied me. I'm not into it.
I never felt such kinship with Josiah.
I don't know. I think that, like, every gay in America was, like, even the ones who think that they're not those guys, they're like, yes, queen.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I hate those gays. Yes, queen, you totally got it right. Yes. Oh, no.
Writing, like, fat jokes at the same time.
I was bullied by the straights. I was bullied by the gays. And I was bullied by the butlers. Is there ever going to be any peace for me, Josiah?
So Riley and Tyler are talking, and he's like, whoa, bro, clouds, I like clouds. And she's like, yeah, it's crazy how similar we are.
Do you like fake Newtons? I don't know what those are. Me neither. Oh, my God. Match made in heaven.
He's like, then we met on a boat. And she goes, God, you're that kind of guy, aren't you? And he's like, this is why I love Riley. We flirt all day, fuck a lot. Then I make out with someone right in front of her, and she doesn't even care. I'm going to marry this girl.
I'm like, that's great, but I think that last part is not going to work so well after the marriage kicks in.
Yeah, but she is sending the wrong message, for sure. You can't date somebody, like, hook up with somebody, then they, like, disrespect you right in front of your face. You're like, it's okay, I still want to get fucked. Well, no. Be surprised.
He thinks he
struck gold.
Well, I don't think that she's sending the wrong message, because I think she's just like, you know what, fuck it. Yeah, I don't. She's like, she's basically like, you know what? I'm horny and I want to get laid. So even though he did this shit, like, whatever. I think where she goes astray is where she actually starts to catch feelings for him, which of course we knew would happen.
Yeah, she never caught. She's trying to pretend to be cool about it, but she's not
exactly.
Cool
so if she like, and this is a classic thing that happens. We all, I mean, it can happen to guys too, but I feel like I see it happen a lot more with girls or even our fellow gays, where it's like, no, we're cool. We're just like friends. We just like fuck. It's like totally fine. No, I don't want anything, any strings attached. And the next thing you know, it's like, oh my God, like he did not call me back, you know? So we've been down this road before. We've seen it a million times.
We've done it a million times. Oh,
I certainly, yes, absolutely. Girl, not acting
I think
like
this
I'm
is one way that gay guys really do bully each other.
Yeah,
is this like just fucking and being like, oh, we're just friends, and then like we torture each other for years.
Yeah. Now Kate has the best read on it of all, actually, which is like, I'm not surprised at all that they had sex. I mean, yes, he was making out with another woman, but that's exactly why Riley fucked him, to stake that claim. It's like, it's kind of true. I mean, we saw what happened with Brittany and Jax last season. You know, he screwed around with Faith, and that like made Brittany even hornier for Jax, because there is something about like She, Brittany even said it herself. Like, there's an element of, like, I'm going to show you what you, this is what you would are, like, trying to, like, quote unquote, sort of, like, cheat on.
Yeah,
you
this
know?
Is what you're missing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You might flirt with her, but check out this V, you know?
Oh, good. Oh, so I'd be like, check out this V, the remake of V. What do you think of this? Do you think this woman is as good as she is in Lost, or is she wasting her talent?
What do you think about Marenica Balogun's turn in the remake of V?
I want you to think about this next time you think of cheating on me.
Okay? You know what? Riley probably does do that. She's like, so Tyler, you want to check out my V? And by that, I mean my collector's edition of V, the reboot from ABC, which lasted a season and a half. Marenica Balogun, am I right, everyone? Am I right?
So Ashton is talking with the chef. And kind of knows what he's up to, but still talks to him anyway. And he's like, hello, chef. Hello, person not getting any V on the boat.
Oh, I was just looking at some lizards, though.
Laura's mad at me. What should I do? And he's like, well, right off the bat, she was like, I don't want to just be a number on his belt notch or whatever. And I was like, well, yeah, he is kind of like that, which that is such a wussy way to repeat it. You were the one who said that.
Exactly.
Adrian, you wuss.
And it's funny, too, because when Ashton was like, so why is Laura mad at me? Adrian's like, I don't know. It's hard to tell. I'm like, yeah, because you were totally undermining. That's why. Yeah. And then, but although Adrian does have a point, he's like, well, if she weren't on this boat, would you really be keen on her? I mean, you were at the club with 100 other women and you decided to be with 100 other women instead of her. So anyway,
Yeah. And Ashton's like, well, he's like, it's the truth what he says. He's telling her I'm after all the women. I get it. But I'm not going to fight with that. I'm going to fight with my penis. So we did in the old days, skin sword coming out to fight.
He just whips out his dick.
Yeah.
Knocks over the salmon on the counter.
Yeah. Also, Adrian, I'm not really into somebody who's calling someone else a man whore when they're in an open relationship so they can fuck while they're yachting. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
And there's no shame in that either. At least you're being honest about it. But, like, please. Yeah.
So now they all line up, and here come the gays, and they're all like, yes! And Josiah is just standing there like, kill me now. Kill me slowly or fast. I don't care. I just don't want to be here. In fact, here, I'm breaking this champagne flute, and I'm going to stab my eyes out. I would rather not have vision than deal with these people ever again.
One of these queens is the literal embodiment of, yes! Every time he's like, yes, it's a duck. Yes, it's a boat. Yes, uniforms. Yes. It's like, okay. Okay, girl.
Yeah, Josiah is so miserable, and they're like getting their champagne and everything, and he is just staring with like the most Josiah face of all. He's like, Master Pearson, I beg you, please save me. Take me out of this morass of gayness.
His uncomfortability is so funny to watch. Like, whenever he's holding a tray, he like covers his boobs with it. Like, you know how girls hold their book bag in junior high? Yeah. Or like, he's always covering himself or trying to hide behind what he's holding. It's so funny, and it's consistent throughout the whole episode.
I've never seen someone balance a tray on their fingertips with such intensity. It's like the equivalent of like clutching onto a bag, but somehow it's just like balancing on fingertips instead.
So Kate is giving the tour, and Charlie's like, hey girl, good to see you, because I love this bar and hot tub, this bar and jacuzzi moment.
Yeah,
love that. Love
this
the
is
bar
the nicest
moment.
Yacht bathroom I've ever seen. Okay, like, this is also probably like the second yacht bathroom you've ever seen, because you were on last season, so like, stop acting like you are a connoisseur of yacht bathrooms.
And one guy goes, where's my refill? And the little one goes, yes! Okay, now you're just saying yes to things that aren't even happening, okay?
So Josiah's at that like little bar in the living room, and he's like, clearly like one hand is like the fingernails are like digging into the enamel of whatever that is, the lacquer veneer polish of the bar, while he's like pouring champagne with the other hand, and they're all like, cheers to Josiah, cheers to Josiah. And then Charlie's like, cheers to Josiah and Josiah's hair, and you could just tell it's just like just everything's like rattling with him. He's just like, they're like, wow, Josiah, I've never seen someone like serve a glass of champagne on a clenched fist before.
And Josiah's like, it's as I told Master Pearson, as I explained to him for the first time what the Batmobile is capable of. Breathe in through your nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Do I bite down on the cyanide pill now, or do I wait it out a little bit longer?
Cheers to Josiah's hair. Yes! Okay, so here was the nice surprise for me, and I don't want to wait all the way till the end to get it, because people are probably punching their computers right now as they listen to this. The nice surprise in this is it is kind of in your head when you think, like, everybody's going to bully you or everybody's going to torture you, because these guys were actually really lovely and supportive to Josiah, you know? And they were like, oh, it's a gay. Let's make him feel good, which was a really nice twist, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that they were, like, supportive necessarily. I don't think that they were being mean to him. I don't think they were bullying him. I'll say that much. I don't think they were being supportive, though. I think.
Well, they complimented his hair, gave him a yes, and then they had him put on a thong thing, and then complimented how cute he was the whole time.
Yeah,
I mean, from a group of gays, that's like basically, you know,
but it was something
handing
a little
sacks of gold.
Yeah, I don't know. Not to jump ahead. One of them fully sized up Josiah at one point. So there is that. But I don't know. There was like a patronizing fake element behind it. So, like, I don't think they bullied him. But I can see that if I were Josiah and I was already feeling insecure, I would have picked up on some of those phony elements and felt like, is what they're saying sincere? I don't think it's sincere. So what do they really think about me? It's sort of like a little bit of a, I don't know. Cheers to Josiah's hair. I don't know. It could go either way. It sort of like rides that line between mockery and friendly. Like, we love your hair. Like, I can't tell.
Oh, well, I'm from Texas. So, like, I don't care if you're fake to me. It's being nice, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that they were, I do agree. At the very least, I don't think that they were bullying him.
Yeah, they weren't. But to me, it was just a nice surprise because I was expecting the worst. They were pretty decent. So well, Kate's like, well, yeah. I mean, so
maybe
far.
Maybe in that specific rubric.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow.
Well, I mean, Stanley Rubric. I don't even know if that's a proper use of rubric, but I'm going to go with it.
I don't either. I don't even know what it is, but I can't wait to look it up.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. I probably totally misused it because that's kind of my thing.
That's smart.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I was like, wow, rubric? Okay, yeah, let's take a rubric break. I want to know what it means.
A heading on a document. Oh, a statement of purpose or function. Art for a purpose, not for its own sake, was his rubric. I'm not sure if I used it properly, but that's fine.
Well, just have two pinas in with,
oh,
and
a category.
With lime juice.
A category. Oh. So I think I did use it properly. People can weigh in. Rubric.
Yeah, guys. Rubric.
Huh.
And get that rubric cube done, guys. Weigh in. What do you think? Where are you at with that? So Charlie's like, we're moving. Yay. Because he didn't get to go off into the water last time.
Everything he says drives me nuts. I can't stand that Charlie guy. He actually is an asshole. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he comes off like kind of a prick. And you could tell he was trying to be nicer this time. But it kind of wasn't working. Because really all you need to say is like two things, and then they'll just put that together over and over again the entire time.
I think they were overestimating the appeal of their like gayness, you know? Like, I think sometimes with gay guys, me included, sometimes you sort of feel like, if I'm just like super sweet and I say things like this, I'm like, oh my God, girl, like everything I say, people are just going to like love everything I say, like, or especially girls will. But I think it wasn't really working with these guys because clearly the interior hated them.
Yeah. So they're taking off. Setting sail, if you will. And Riley's like, you know, working, sometimes we forget we're in the romantic place at work. The most romantic place in the world. I can't wait to fuck that guy. I just made out with a girl right in front of me last night.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. So then Josiah's making more drinks. He's like, which terrible person wanted these drinks? Kate's like, the gay guy, the one that's not wearing a shirt. They look exactly the same. We see them, they do. They're all like muscly with beards and like a short haircut.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't like those type of gays because they bully me. Once I wore a tank top and a gay like that told me, why are you wearing a tank top? You're a butler.
You're
with a bat in training. What are you, fat man?
It's called a tank top, not be a tank in a top.
He's like, I've always been insecure. In gymnastics, everyone had muscles, and I didn't, which is why I learned how to make flying cars.
That's why I made a microphone that's disguised in a turnip. So then Charlie, Josiah serves more cocktails to the guys, and then like Josiah basically like sashays in with his hat, like gives them cocktails, walks out, and Charlie's like, you guys, he's definitely on the team, you guys. He's definitely, I'm like, it's like the easy, it's like, you know who else? Guys, here's a new theory. I think RuPaul, I think he might be on the team too.
He's like, guys, I have good dar.
Yeah. Boy George, I'm telling you right now, I think he's on our team.
So that's like a little fast clip. The boys are giggling. Josiah tries to open a beer with another beer and gets beer in his face. And Kate's like, huh, right to the face.
Wow, you really tailored that onto your Riley.
And then the captain's like, God damn it! And it's because it's high wind and rough seas.
Yes. So the first indication we have that things are going awry is that napkins start falling off tables, which is like, that's the equivalent of like the canaries in the mine, you know, napkins off the tables.
There's a Pinot Noir rolling at my toes. Get out!
The yacht's basically like, let's have some slapstick, because then all of a sudden all these sheet pans just like fall out of nowhere. just like some weird like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs moment. It's like, blah, 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 you know, and Laura's like, what was that? Oh my god, Wind, you have to check yourself. Oh my god.
Check yourself, Wind.
Check yourself. I'm sorry, you're rocking the boat too hard.
And then they show a shot of one of the queens walking down the hallway, and he's just like flying around the hallway, like being banged from side to side.
He's like, I'm used to it. It's like being at the Mayan on New Year's Eve.
God, this feels like my Coachella community.
It's like I'm at the Gaga concert.
So yeah, wine's rolling everywhere, and Josiah's like, this is a shit show.
But it's better than actually serving those bastards upstairs.
And then it's like, commercial. And then it's like, okay, it's over now.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
So now the gay guys have spent like 5 or 10 minutes being generally pleasant, now their inner beasts start coming out because now they've had some booze. So Kate's like, all right, well, because of this choppy weather, lunch is going to be delayed about 10 minutes. Can I get you anything? And this one gay guy goes, yeah, lunch. She's like, okay, well, you might want some hearing aids because I just said lunch will be delayed 10 minutes. So thanks. Thanks for being awful. I'm just going to quietly pass judgment on you and tell Josiah everything I've learned. Thanks.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because they got drunk so quick, but the awful meter really started dinging. Yeah. Charlie's like, oh my God, isn't this beautiful? It's even like more beautiful than like Hawaii. I was like, oh, God. So then the chef is like, okay, these guys are about their body, and their preference sheet said healthy, so I did what they wanted. And if you follow the preference sheet and you mess up, you know you're in trouble because you've got a whole trip coming up, right? Mm-hmm. So we know it's going to be trouble. Then we cut back to the table of guys waiting for lunch, and one of them goes, okay, when was the first time you touched a penis? It's like, yeah.
I was like, I did not realize we're just going to cut to watch what happens live. So, yeah.
We just got an insight to my Meemaw's nightmares. Okay, this is what she thinks we're like.
Exactly. I also want to point out that when they dropped anchor, Captain Lee goes, that's a good stick. Anti-goddamn it.
So, yeah, I'm just getting into the theme of this whole gaze thing. Good stick, anchor.
So Kate speaks for all of us when she goes, I really want to like them. And Josiah's like, I know, same. Just kidding. Could you tell I was being sarcastic?
So Kate's like, well, here's Chef Adrian. And Charlie's like, the presentation is beautiful, buddy. Thank you. And then they're all nice, and they just kind of stare at each other a while. And Kate's like, my name's Kate. My life is miserable.
I hate my life. Yeah, Charlie is being awful. He's acting like he's freaking Gail Simmons, which he is not. He's like, I love the presentation. And the way you have, like, four shrimps on the plate and, like, arranged, like, diametrically opposed to each other, that is just, like, beautiful. It's like a party in my mouth without the NP part. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I love this. I'm so impressed. Thank you, buddy. Yay.
Yeah.
So patronizing.
What balance? What balance? So then he goes, okay, what is the main course, Kate? She's like, that was actually the main course. So, and he's like, no. And he gets the little shrimp and he's like, Kate, we are very hungry. We want more food. It's like, I don't need a puppet show of why you're not happy. Just ask me like an adult.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just really don't respond well to seafood puppetry. I don't know. It doesn't work well for me.
Yeah, shrimp head puppets fail.
Yeah.
So he's like, I followed the pref sheet. She's like, I know, just figure something out. She's like, you want some steak? So we'll get some steak. And most of them are like, yeah, but we can go back in the water. We're going to go back in the water and we'll be back when the steak's ready.
They also requested pizza and mozzarella sticks, by the way. See, a perfect example. You got a little booze in them and suddenly they don't want their salads. They want pizza and mozzarella.
Well, also, I think this is a case of Charlie not asking anybody what they want. He filled out the whole preference sheet for himself.
Absolutely.
And then they had to deal with it.
Yeah. So like you said, they are all like, okay, can we jump in the water? She's like, yeah, please. Do you want to jump on some cement? That also works for me.
I've got these great new shoes to try. They're made out of cement. So
if you want, you can just jump in the water and we can just like leave you there if you want. That's fine. That works for us.
We're nearing a sinkhole. Can you wait?
Yeah. If you want, we could put some chum in the water and just see what happens.
Before you jump in, take this needle and prick yourselves all over your body. Okay?
Yeah. So they go jumping in the water and they're just like relaxing on like inflatable flamingos and stuff. So Kate's like, all right, well, Adrian, like, don't feel any pressure because they're all swimming right now. So just like take your time. So then they get back on the boat and they're like, this one guy, this awful guy, he's like, where is the steak? I'm fucking starving. I thought we were eating at 2:30 and it's 3:30 and we literally have not had food. I'm like, if you're so hungry, you should not have gone off jumping into the water. You could have waited 7 minutes and had your steaks.
Yeah, this guy's a little bitch. And Kate's like, you are not that funny. You are not that charming. And there's just too many dicks on my boat. Yeah. Okay, sorry. And he's like, okay, Kate, we're trusting you. She's like, I don't feel like you are. I feel like you're doubting me.
So. Yeah. Yeah, because he's like, I thought we were hanging out for no reason down here. So then the steaks arrive up there. And, you know, because of course the steaks aren't going to be ready because they were swimming. Like, what's he going to do? Fire off the steaks and then let them sit there, you know? So they get their steaks and they're like, Kate, sorry. So medium rare is supposed to be a little bit more like, you know, red. Can you, like, get me one that's, like, not as cooked? Thank you. And then they show the steak, and it's, like, perfectly medium rare.
Yeah, like, what, do you want me to uncook your steak, you ass? You ass.
Seriously. Like, I'm so mad that they decided to go swimming in the middle of their lunch and then got mad that the food wasn't automatically ready for them when there was not, like, a set time of, like, okay, you went swimming.
And then they really showed their ass because she's like, okay, here's your steak. Swallow it. Enjoy it. Move on. And one of the guys goes, do you have A1 steak sauce? And I was like, okay, you bunch of fucking go-go boys from the Revolver.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Charlie took out a Wells Fargo loan to take a few go-go dancers on a boat, and now they're acting like the Queen of England.
Exactly. You can just imagine Kate was sitting there being like, oh, these gays are awful, but at least they haven't ordered. I'd like an espresso martini, please. Oh, never mind.
My God, because a guy does do that. He's like, can I have an espresso martini? And she goes, wow, what a perfect thing to order.
I mean, I might as well just get you a t-shirt that says cliche.
So Josiah hears and he goes, oh, actually, do you want this one? I had this made for the boy, but he's in the water. And he's like, no, I don't want that one.
But thank you. I was wondering what Josiah said. I couldn't hear what he said. Oh, that makes sense.
He had just made a martini, and the guy's like, no, I'll have my own. Thanks, though. Thanks. And he goes, these guys just came on the boat to be difficult, and they're doing a great job.
They also just came on the boat. So Riley's like, hey, Tyler, is this yours? No? No? Okay. So Laura's like, meanwhile, Laura's like complimenting herself. She's like, you know what? Like, ever since I told Kate to check herself, she actually has checked herself. I think we're friends now. I don't know.
Oh, Laura.
I like they're both taking credit for why they're friends now.
And Josiah is so frustrated. He's like, this is why I hate the gays. And Ashton's like, are you gonna... He's like, are you all right? Why are you stressed, bro? And Josiah's like, are you going out there to be with these twats? And he's like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, to being annoying.
I was planning to wear my tank top today, and clearly I can't. So Ashton and Ross are talking about Riley, about how like she's been like really happy because of Tyler. And they're like, yeah, there's something about Tyler. He's just really brought out the best in her. And they just cut to Tyler. This is where he's with the peanut butter. He's like, fresh tracks, brand new peanut butter. Sick.
As they keep talking about Riley, Ross is like, why does she have birds flying around her head like Cinder Falconella? And then it cuts back to Tyler and he's like, oh yeah. Still like thrilled over the peanut butter.
Check out these knife tracks. Whoa, it looks like it's going straight up. Oh, slippery when wet. There's a squiggle. Throttle!
So let's see. Riley checks in with the chef. He's miserable.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, hey, are we going to do the gold party tonight? She's like, yeah, I think tonight would be the best for the gold party. And then the chef has decided that he's readjusted his menu, so now he's just going to gorge them with as much food as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Kate's like, by the gold party, is that the party where you guys are just quiet and stay in your bedrooms? Because if so, we can start that party right now.
So then Charlie tells Kate, there's gold spandex, and it's for one of the guys. She's like, which one do you want? He's like, which one is the most insecure and could possibly cry? She's like, Josiah, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a little, honestly, I think normally they would have chosen Ashton, because, again, Ashton has the body and he was a former stripper. So I think the fact that they chose Josiah, I can't tell. I think it was, like, their weird way of trying to pry the gayness out of him, which is, like, in their way, it's like, oh my god, it's like he's a gay, just like us, or whatever. But it's also kind of like putting Josiah on the spot in a way. You know, I don't know. I thought this was where there was like a low level of patronizing mockery, but like nothing too strong. But I was like,
yeah, I didn't get mad at it just because I figured they give it to Ashton every time. Like,
yeah,
he has to be the one that they treat like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
So I figure, you know, it's Josiah's turn. And hey, I didn't mind seeing Josiah being treated like a piece of meat. Oh yeah.
Yeah, JoJo.
It's you. So he's freaking out. He's like, what do I do about spandex? I don't have time to fit guns onto the side.
I don't want to be a clown for these boys. I can just imagine Josiah as a clown. He's just like, me in the car. He just closed the door behind him. Sorry, you were too slow.
Go, Josiah car. Josiah clown car. Just me then.
He just politely eats the pie. No, this shan't be going into my face.
Mm-hmm. So Ross is trying to question Tyler and get him to admit that he's boning Riley, and he won't. He's like, and Tyler's like, bro, yeah, we hung out a little bit. And he tells us, she doesn't want me to tell anybody, but we banked last night. It's pretty special.
It's like, Tyler, you are pressing the intercom on the boat. Oh, sorry. So Josiah's trying on the Speedos, and his penis is too big for them. So that's exciting. And now all the guests are passed out. Everyone's passed out. Everyone's like, Where's Billy? And I thought this was Billy who was passed out on the toilet, but then later on when Billy showed up at dinner, it was a different person. But either way,
it was the awful espresso martini Billy.
Yeah. So either way, there was someone passed out on the toilet.
Oh my god, that poor guy. So they all surround him. They're like, what should we do? Should we put him on a dolly and take him to his room? Should we carry him? Like, I don't want him to hit his head on the marble. What do we do? And then Billy like wakes up on the toilet and he looks strung out as frick.
Whoa.
That poor guy. He really looked like the end of Sid and Nancy.
He looked like that moment in Pulp Fiction where Uma Thurman gets the adrenaline shot because his eyes opened up and he's like, I was like, oh my God. What?
Yeah, poor guy.
What dimension did he just return from? What did he see while he flatlined? Okay, was Julia Roberts there? Was Kiefer Sutherland there?
You wake up and your heaven is Kate staring at you like, what do you want? What do you need? It's like, ah!
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I can imagine, I mean, at the same time, like, this is what's going through this guy's head. He, like, wakes up and he's like, I am fucking high right now and I'm in gold booty shorts and I'm on a toilet and there are three people staring at me and I'm on TV.
Yeah.
I think my eyes would bulge too.
Yeah. It's like, doing. So he's like, I was just using the bathroom. God. So let's see.
Then Captain Lee's upstairs.
Now dinner's late. It's like 2 hours late because we're still, half the boys are still asleep. They start kind of sauntering in and they're pissed now that dinner's not being served. It's like, well, do you want dinner or not? Dinner is ready, jerks. It's you. Why are you getting mad at them?
Exactly. And Captain Lee, by the way, Captain Lee is getting mad upstairs because he's in his little space and he's like,
there's no fucking wind. What the hell is going on? Are we still here in Tahiti? Are we still here on Earth? What is going on? No fucking wind!
So finally, we get some dinner. Yes. And it's ginger carrot stew with Alaska king crab. And Kate's like, and a golden chariot, you'll notice. And Charlie's like, the chef has been amazing. Tell him thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Although, I'm going to be real, like, I'm not impressed with the wait time for this course, just because it's, like, it's late and they should be ready. I'm like, no, it's late and you should have been ready.
Yeah, this shit isn't just, like, sitting in a microwave for you, sir.
Yeah.
So then the chef comes in, he's like, hi! Yeah, and he's like, yeah, we've been waiting for a while, we've been waiting a long time for these entrees, so it would be nice if you could just tell us about it. I was like, you are a cock. And the chef
just stares at him like... You're also making it longer for you to get to your food, by the way.
Yeah, the chef just has this huge grin on his face, and he just freezes and stares at them.
It's like the Adrian fuck you faces him to smile, like, broadly, and just, like, stare at you, like, all right, well, I'm going to give you a little bit of a... what's the exact opposite of a suite of affections right now? Yeah, that.
He's like, hi, I'm Chef Adrian, and I'm not gonna serve you, and I'm sorry. So go fuck yourselves.
Well, I guess
about
I
that.
Won't be sexually harassing you tonight.
So. Yeah. Won't be making grossly inappropriate sexual innuendo at you.
Yeah. So now we go up to the anchor, and Laura and Ashton are having a little chat, and the music, we know it's gonna be a tender moment because, like, the music switches from the usual to like this weird, like, soft harp music. So I was like, okay, they're gonna have a heart to heart.
Yeah, and Ashton does that hot guy thing where he's like, listen, this morning I felt bad about how I did. I'm like, okay, Barry White. We get it. And so he's like, it's not an excuse that I was drunk. I like you. I want to carry on how we were before I was a bit of a hooligan.
She's like, it's cool that you recognize that now. Like, you're super cool and rad, so I don't really see that being an issue for you going forward. So we can recontinue our little budding romance. Thank you. It says a lot about him that he actually apologized. He checked
himself.
Now
just something about general cleanliness. I don't really like that the chef is blowing gold all over everything. Like, he's like bending down right up to the desserts. He's putting a glop of glitter on it, and then he's going, gross. That's your spit,
really,
dude. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Although, probably, yeah.
Get a sifter.
Yeah, a sift.
Fucking weirdo. Yeah,
you're right. So then Josiah's bringing more food out, and then one of the gays is now, like, he's drunk and horny, and he's just like, he literally, did you catch this, when he, like, looked Josiah up and down, like, full up and down, he's like, what's going on? Did you see that?
What's up?
I was so proud of Josiah. I was so happy for him. I'm like, look, Josiah, you may think they're bullies, but they want you.
But they're bullies who want to bone you. Congratulations. Yeah. So this is where Charlie's like, oh, gross. Sugar-free dessert? This is disgusting. My bad, though, guys. I ordered it. And Kate's like, I don't think if I pulled Prince Harry in a twink costume out of my hat, they'd be happy right now.
They wouldn't be, actually. So then Adrian says to Captain Lee, "Oh, Captain Lee, would you like some white chocolate grass?" He just stares at him and is like,
"I think not. I would rather have a cup full of dirty windows than have some chocolate grass. I'll tell you what I want from grass. Your ass is in your ass is grass. I'm mad for no reason right now."
Then Kate, of course, is like, "I'm sorry you're disappointed in your sugar-free dessert that Charlie made you all eat. So Josiah's going to bring you a liquid dessert. How about that? Now take off your pants."
Yeah. Josiah, this is like Josiah's big moment. He's going to sacrifice his own like dignity and self-esteem. He's like, "I'll do what it takes. I took an oath, the oath of butlerdom. And that oath means you do what it takes to make the guests feel happy. And if that means I take off my pants, so be it. Kate, please stand by." He just takes and he stands. He basically takes off. He wears his gold costume and he's got a bulge.
Yeah. Kate's like, "Whoa." It's like the loudest I've ever heard Kate. She's like, "Is that real?"
Yeah, this is the most emotion we've ever gotten from Kate. She's like, "I can't not look." And Ryan's like, "I'm going to look."
Yeah. So they go around telling everyone he has such a big dick. So then Chef and Laura are in their bedroom getting ready for bed. And he's like, "Well, apparently Josiah has a huge dick." And she's like, "I knew it. I've got a dick since." And he's like, "Yeah, what does your sixth sense tell you about me?" And I wrote, this guy's a fucking pig at this point.
Yeah. I mean, he's been making these little comments like all season long. And I've just been like, this is like, I keep on thinking, I think we've mentioned on the show, like, this is like not appropriate, right? Yeah, but everyone seems to be laughing, but this is not appropriate.
Yeah, there's always like sexual harassment on Below Deck. That's like part of their thing. But this is just creeping. Yeah. I mean, it's gross. It's bad.
It's gross.
Bad. I'm glad they finally said something about it on the show.
Yeah, yikes. Next week. So anyway, the gays go to sleep super happy. And then like everyone's basically getting naked at the end of the night. It's like a montage of like people taking off their pants. And now it's the morning and they're putting the toys out and it's breakfast. And Kate's like, "Dear Tahitian gods, please don't make them as... Please don't make them as hideous as they were yesterday. I know that's a big ask. I know world peace is probably the bigger priority, but this is the more difficult task, and I'd be more impressed if you could pull this off."
Yeah. And Laura has done the table, and she goes, "Laura, this table is joyful." She's like, "That was what I was going for. Thank you for checking yourself."
And these guys must be that terrible if they're making Kate give Laura compliments.
I know. It's like it's bonded people like a war, you know? She's for like, sure,
"You know what? I'm going to handle this, Laura, because you've handled a lot. And thank you very much for that."
Yeah.
And Laura's like, "Wow." So, oh, no. Kate's like, "Something clicked and it's great. I don't know what happened, but I like it. I'm not going to go against it." We didn't get to the end storyline, though, of Josiah. So he brings out the tray of shots for the guys at the end of the night. And they're like, "Yes, can we take a picture with you?" And then he goes, "This was very difficult for me. And I've learned that I need to stop caring what people think and be in the moment and enjoy it." Long pause. It's like, yeah, aw, hugs.
I know. Josiah's version of enjoying something is like, "My face went from this to this." And I realize it's an audio podcast, but I think we can all imagine what his face went from.
Yeah, I saw it.
You saw it.
So Laura and Riley are talking, and yeah. She's like, "You know, that chef is gross. He makes these comments at me all day. It's a huge turnoff." And then we get a montage of him just being gross.
And I was like, so I felt like our podcast was being heard at that moment. I was like, okay, we're not crazy, all right? Because I thought it was strange that she seemed to be like so cool with all his comments. So I was really happy to see that she actually has been really grossed out by them.
Yeah. And so Josiah's like, "Good morning." And Charlie's like, "You were so fun last night. Thanks, buddy."
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Josiah was totally covering his boobs with his tray. He's like, "Don't look at me again. It's over.
I had an epiphany, but then I decided epiphanies are for people like you and not for me. I'm just a butler. So I take my epiphany back."
So then Ashton comes up to Laura in the laundry room. And he's like, "Thought I'd say hi." She's like, "Do you have any cigarettes?" He's like, "It's going to cost you."
I was like, oh no, we're going back down this way.
Yeah, here we go.
Is it 50 euros? Please tell me it's not 50 euros.
Yeah, no kidding. And also, is this jail? It's going to cost you some kisses. It's like, okay.
So then the guests are like, the guests want to do, it's toys, 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 toys. So Ross gives a little seminar on how to run a jet ski. And it's like, you got to go clockwise around the boat, 50 feet away from the boat. You can, are not allowed to say yes unless you're within 100 feet of the case line because it's shallow there.
I'm allowed like to personalities.
There's a kill switch and that's about it. And so they're like, got it. And so they start jet skiing and like around and around and around. Now, I don't know. I'm assuming when Ross was saying the kill switch is that like, if you fall off, you probably are supposed to do some things that way it stops, the jet ski stops running, I guess. I don't know. But either way, they fall off and this jet ski is unmanned and in motion. And as Captain Lee says, that's 900 pounds of pure jet ski metal coming right out of a boat or a person or a seashell.
That is 900 pounds of goddamn it coming down the river.
Yeah.
And then so we, that's where we cut off. But yeah, it was funny. The guys are like, yes, what?
It's like that jet ski's like, fine, I'll do what none of you guys were willing to do. Get off me. They're all like, they're all giving the jet ski like a slow clap.
Oh, that's some good shit.
Okay. I do wonder though with jet skis, if you fall off it, they're like, what? There must be something that these guys messed up because I feel like
they didn't have the bracelet on. When you get on a jet ski, you Velcro this bracelet to yourself, mm-hmm. and so when you fly, it's hooked to the ignition, and so when you fly or a kill switch or something.
That's okay,
so
that's when you fly off, saying.
It pulls the kill switch, and they must not have had it in.
Of course, they're probably like, this doesn't match the look for
yeah,
today.
I don't like this bracelet.
See, we can be self-loathing still. So, God, these guys were so awful.
Yeah, were you worried, guys?
These guys were so awful, so awful. And I cannot wait for next week to see them continue to be awful and then to transition into some drunk lady wrapped up in a blanket cursing at Kate and Josiah. This is going to be an amazing episode.
Yes!
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Go get your Crappens Live tickets and your t-shirts over at crappensmerch.com. And we will be back tomorrow with a video recap of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Check that out on Patreon. And we'll be also streaming that on TV Party app.
And the normal one still. It's basically the normal episode. You're still going to hear the normal episode on our podcast feed. But yeah, if you want to watch us actually like doing what we're doing right now, you can see us on Patreon or on TV Party or both.
Do it.
Yeah, guys. Have a great, great day. Great night.
We love
you. Love you.
Talk soon.
For the upsizers, the growing brood, Googling organic baby food. For every family who wants a great deal, choose TalkTalk this January and get 30% off unlimited fixed price fibre. Now just £23.50 a month for 24 months. TalkTalk. Fairer broadband for everyone. Offer ends 7th of February. T's and C's apply.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favourite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hi, this is Mark Kermode. I'd like to tell you about my new podcast, Kermode on Film. It has a number of elements, including highlights of a live show I do every month at the BFI South Bank with guests like Mike Lee, Sir Michael Caine and Hugh Grant. There's also a regular head-to-head feature with Jack Howard discussing releases old and new. I'm thrilled that this podcast is part of the Bose Recommends series, and you can listen and subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or your favourite podcast app.
Enjoy your new favourite podcast without distractions. Discover how at bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.